Okay. Didn't have, you ever call it, you ever hear call, folks call it mosquito hawk or anything?
Yeah, mosquito hawk. Why is that a mosquito hawk?
Okay, what other stinging insects do y'all
kind of wasps, get at? Bees, hornets. We have one they call a yellow jacket that'll go in a Noah Hard levee, you know, right, in the ground. That's a bad one. Yellow jackets. Hontons, they call them. That's the French name for them.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned frogs, the type you had around here.
Bullfrog?
Yeah.
My little kid just caught 8 of them last night.
Ooh, big you bullfrog. Eat them?
Do we eat them?
Yeah, you eat them.
Have you ever
never had one, yeah.
You know how to eat bullfrog?
Oh, I hear they taste like fried chicken.
They good.
I'll have to try them. You go down to some restaurant in New Orleans on Sunday. But they better be prepared, right?
It'll cost you, what, $5 for a pair of legs?
Hey, yeah. Is that that much? Okay, well, I appreciate you talking with me. I know I'm kind of going on, and I know you're busy, but I enjoyed it, and thank you for talking with me, and I hope we can get something out of it. Maybe I can talk with you again. I'm going to be in town a couple of days if there was some time, you know, where...
Yeah. I had some old hand tools that I had kept from my grandfather.
Like what?
One of them was an old hook blade on the end he used to clean around the edge of the fence with, you know.
Uh-huh.
I forget what they call it. You know, we're a mixture of French and Spanish.
A scythe?
Yeah,
a
scythe. That's what you'd call it in English. And a lot of these names would probably come from French. Like,
well, when you cut rice, did you see the one that had that old...
It was like a hook?
Yeah, it would have a fork on it.
It's a long hook. That old guy's got one down the road. Oh, boy. Why can't I think of that name? But, you know, it's just a long, crooked thing, and they just grab the rice like... And then he'd keep holding his arm. He'd get a bun and he'd tie it. That was before the binder came in.
That's tough work.
Mm-hmm. And even after the binder came in, the first ones we had were tractor drawn. So they had to cut one path all the way around the field by hand so that the tractor wouldn't mash it.
Yeah.
You have a minute, we'll go down to that old guy's house if you want to.
Yeah, sure. But now, the tight fences you had back in them old days, do you remember?
When they put the boards, it was woven boards.
Yeah.
No, we never did build them that way. No, we used wire, barbed wire.
Yeah. What about the...
They had some they built with, like you'd call, it would be a split log, you know. It wouldn't be finished lumber like you have today. It would just be almost like a they'd call it scraps, I guess. It would be like the edge when they shave off of a trunk of a tree.
Hmm. You had to dig holes for the...
For the post?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's interesting. And your mother would do the, every Monday she'd do
the washing?
Yes.
She did it more than every Monday. She washed off.
What were the names of your brothers and sisters? Just interesting. How
Willa, Rayella, Janora, Flo, Chris, Terry, me, Becky, Bobby.
Yeah. Okay, y'all are Catholic, right?
No.
After Bobby came, Cindy. No, Cecil. Cindy, but I must have skipped somebody. It was 11.
Yeah.
I can try again if you want to. Let's see, Willa, Ray.
And you were the what? You were the...
I was the seventh. Seventh son of a seventh son. And I have seven sons.
Epigoni.
Jess is the seventh. No, Jess is
you
not
have
the seventh.
Seven sons?
I have 8 sons.
How many daughters?
3.
You have 10 kids?
11.
11 kids.
I have 8 sons and 3 daughters.
You must be awful proud of.
All except Jess. How was your birthday party, Jess?
Fine.
Had a good time?
Yeah. Bye.
Let me tell